It's Chat and Chew time. The irregular news or some of the issues of the day that you may not hear discussed anywhere else. Here to add to clarification, not confusion, we are here to investigate what's going on. What the heck is going on here?
What the heck?
What the heck? The Treasury Department's newly released summary of federal spending. Understanding now with the details, Jennifer, how expensive it is to live in America at the moment. In the current situation which we find ourselves in, for every $7 we've had, we've spent 11. Understand this?
For every $7
we take in to the United States Treasury,
we spend 11. That doesn't seem like a good way to run something.
Well, a family that makes $70,000 a year, it's spending $110,000. That's basically what it amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand that, then I mean, that's pretty basic stuff. Bottom line stuff. Putting it into perspective, I thought that would be helpful for people to understand. For every $7 the country has taken in, spending $11 or $10.95, I think it is, $10.96, something like that. How do you do that? Man, I wish I could.
I know, that's my favorite pastime.
Figure that out. Right. $70,000 a year you make and you spend $110,000. All right. So any questions about that? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Yes, my question is, how can we do that?
The answer is, we can't. That's why a lot of people are comparing what's going on here to what happened in Europe. And there are a lot of people who are discussing the end of the European Union because the various countries involved in it don't want to be bailing out the other countries that are involved because of their irresponsible spending. There's a lot of buzz today online. You might want to check this out. The end of Newsweek magazine's print edition. And the editors in the final Newsweek magazine apparently argue that Barack Obama has ruined or killed Newsweek magazine. Do you see the front page that basically said on Newsweek, anybody but Barack, a couple of weeks ago? How many people saw that? Yeah. Go back and really and truly, Newsweek magazine, Time magazine become irrelevant because they aren't news magazines. The news is made and instantly everybody knows what's in the news. So what do you need Newsweek magazine for? And what do you need Time magazine for?
Well, in-depth features.
Yeah, why? You can't get that online by going to any number of a dozen resources that are online?
No, you can absolutely get it online. But there's still traditionalists who want to read it in a magazine. I know I still like holding something in my hand.
I like watching. I like looking at People magazine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not interested in watching the gossip on television because it's so overdone and foolish. But for some reason or another, I don't feel that when I look at People magazine or Us magazine, those kinds of magazines. I'm interested in reading that stuff. If I'm sitting, like the other day, I was in the vet's office, and there was a copy, so I picked it up and read it for a few minutes. You don't read. You're not reading anything anyway. You're just looking at pictures and see the captions underneath them.
I thought all you men read things for just the articles, not the pictures.
Yeah, right. Yes, we're artisans when it comes to that sort of thing. Yes, we are. A federal appeals court in New York has struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. Goes back to 1996. The law defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. It was declared unconstitutional in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals by a 2-1 vote. The discussion, apt for this time of year, or at least for the campaign, because it brings about some issues that confuse people. And it really brings you down to, when you look at the polls, a lot of controversy about the polls in the last 24 or 48 hours. Apparently, Obama didn't gain anything. In fact, he may have lost some, according to three or four of the highly placed polls. So this sort of thing becomes a secondary thing on the burner of issues. Do you know what I mean? And even though it's very, very controversial, it is not something that people are focused on right now. Mm-hmm. They're focused on two things. One is the economy. The other is the attack in Libya. I don't see there's anything. Do you hear any of your friends talking about anything other than that when it comes to
gas, economy, Libya?
Gas and that, yeah. Right, that's it. So this sort of stuff just sort of moves around, and it is an interesting thing to review what happened here. The court joined an appeals court in Boston rejecting the law. The Supreme Court, though, is going to take up the case next year. So it isn't over, and it'll never be over. It's kind of like the debate over Roe v. Wade. Never seems to go away. And maybe that's appropriate. Maybe it's important that these things stay on the front burner. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's either that or Justin and Jessica.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
All right, so what's the latest there? You're always up to date on. Are they getting married this weekend?
They are getting married this weekend. Are
They're
you going,
getting
by the
married
way?
In the morning. Am I going?
Yeah, have you been invited?
I was not invited, no.
Oh, I should have taken you as my plus one.
Really? Plus one? What does that term mean?
Oh, you haven't heard that before?
No.
Okay, when you get invited to a wedding,
yeah,
you usually get to bring a guest. So that's your plus one.
Oh, okay.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah, okay. I thought it would be called a date.
Well, no. Well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, but then that seems so formal. You know, sometimes you just want to bring a friend or something. So it's your plus one.
Hmm.
You be my plus one, Dougie.
One. Okay. I'm not sure. I guess, well, why? I don't know what to say.
Why are you so taken by this?
Yeah, the untraditional way of referring to somebody. You and I, well, we're not girlfriend and boyfriend, so.
Right.
But here's my friend Doug. Why couldn't you just say that?
I could say that. I could absolutely say that. Hey, you want to know what's really fun?
What?
And I would.
About
this
the wedding?
This is why I would like to go to this wedding.
Yeah.
Is that, okay, so Justin was in NSYNC.
Uh-huh.
Loved NSYNC, by the way, on a personal note.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his groomsmen have been doing a routine in secret to It's Gonna Be Me, and they're going to perform it at the wedding for Jessica, I guess because she used to love it when she was younger. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I think that's fun, kind of doing a funny take on a boy band. That's cute.
Yeah. The whole thing. I think they're kind of a cute couple. 800-510-8255, 14 after the hour. Jennifer's going to check our social media. I thought there were some interesting things going on as to who's following what. The Twitter thing on the race is pretty interesting. And but Jennifer will do all these trends for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jennifer at DougStephan.com. All right, so trends and tweets, my dear.
Trends and tweets. Well, right now, trending on Twitter. That's really hard to say. Trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney is trending on Twitter this morning. Not Barack Obama, Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the things, I just kind of clicked on that to see what people were saying. And most of the things were not necessarily the nicest. Twitter is definitely more Barack Obama friendly, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Paul Ryan, however, is the first one that comes up when you put in Mitt Romney. And he says, in his second term, Barack Obama will keep piling on taxes, regulations, and debt that have ground our recovery to a halt.
See, I think that's foolish. The people who are candidates ought not to speculate on what the future brings, but what the past and present are all about. That's called being in the now. The now is what I just gave you a few minutes ago. We take in $7 and spend $11. That's now. Forget about trying to scare people. That's where they all fall down. Because the future is something you can't see. You can predict, yeah, this is what's going to happen. Then they all sound foolish when you analyze. I mean, look at all the things, if you want to take it and turn it around, look at all the things that Barack Obama promised 4 years ago, and very few of them came to pass. And so that's how foolish it is, and I would advise anybody who's a politician that was listening to stop trying to scare the hell out of people with what may happen in the future. Just take a look at the reality of now, and that stuff that I just gave you rings more of a bell with anybody who's got any brains, Jennifer, than anything else. How do you spend $11 and only take in $7?
Right.
How do you make $70,000 a year and spend $110,000? You can't do it. That seems to me to be, that's all you got to say, if anybody's got any sense at all. Anyway, excuse me.
Okay, continuing on.
Yes.
Jonah Hill, the actor, has a tweet on there. I think I'm going to be slutty Mitt Romney for Halloween. That's kind of funny.
He's the fat one that was in 21 Jump Street.
He was the fat one who was the thin one who's getting fatter again. Yes, he lost a ton of weight. BBC News says U.S. President Barack Obama and challenger Mitt Romney make series of jabs at themselves at a
fundraiser. They had some fun at the Al Smith dinner last night. We're going to have some of the audio from that in a few minutes, in fact.
Mm-hmm. And then trending over at Yahoo, number one, is the presidential polls, which have shifted less in favor of Romney than a week ago, but he is still a little bit ahead of Obama is, actually.
This is part of, again, that reality of twisting and turning. If you take the four top polls, Rasmussen, Pew, Gallup, and Zogby, and mm-hmm. you put them together, Romney, and I think this has been analyzed, that Romney has over 50% as the first time either of the two of them have shown up.
Correct.
At over 50%. And that's not good for Obama, no matter how you slice it. Hi, Jennifer, thank you for that overview.
Sure.
21 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 23 after the hour, it's Friday 10-19-12, and last night in New York City, the Al Smith dinner, which takes place every 4 years, a couple of weeks before the presidential election. The two main candidates are on stage together and normally having fun. And that was the rule last night. We have an excerpt, or actually sort of a running piece of audio from both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And if nothing else, this tells you what the realities are of how politics really work. Listen to this from last night's dinner.
Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. Have special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, "If you got a church, you didn't build that." People seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from alcohol for 65 years before the debate. Second, find the biggest available straw man and then just mercilessly attack it. Big Bird didn't even see it coming. And by the way, in the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion. President Obama and I are each very lucky to have one person who's always in our corner, someone who we can lean on, and someone who's a comforting presence without whom we wouldn't be able to go another day. I have my beautiful wife, Ann. He has Bill Clinton. Now, I never suggest that the press is biased. I recognize they have their job to do, and I have my job to do. My job is to lay out a positive vision for the future of the country, and their job is to make sure no one else finds out about it. And I've already seen early reports from tonight's dinner. Headline: Obama embraced by Catholics. Romney dines with rich people. There have been some awkward moments, like when the president pulled Pope Benedict aside to share some advice on how to deal with his critics. He said, "Look, Holy Father, whatever the problem is, just blame it on Pope John Paul II.
In less than 3 weeks, voters in states like Ohio, Virginia, and Florida will decide this incredibly important election, which begs the question, what are we doing here? Of course, New Yorkers also have a big choice to make. You have to decide which one of us you want holding up traffic for the next 4 years. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate. I particularly want to apologize to Chris Matthews. 4 years ago, I gave him a thrill up his leg. This time around, I gave him a stroke. Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown. Sometimes it feels like this race has dragged on forever. Yes. But Paul Ryan assured me that we've only been running for 2 hours and 50-something minutes. The unemployment rate is at its lowest level since I took office. I don't have a joke here. I just thought it would be useful to remind everybody that the unemployment rate is at the lowest it's been since I took office. Actually, Mitt is his middle name. I wish I could use my middle name. Somebody might remember, after my foreign trip in 2008, I was attacked as a celebrity because I was so popular with our allies overseas. And I have to say I'm impressed with how well Governor Romney has avoided that problem.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Well, boys and girls, Spirit Airlines has gone and done it again. They're now charging, are you sitting, $100 to bring on a carry-on bag. Now, if you pay online ahead of time, it's only $35. If you pay at the airport ticket counter, it's $50. Spirit isn't the only airline to charge for checked luggage. Last year, the 17 largest airlines in the U.S. generated almost $3.4 billion, that's right, billion, in checked bag fees. Fees for reservation cancellations or ticket changes generated nearly $2.4 billion last year. Somebody has to tell me where the labor costs are with that. Earlier this year, Department of Transportation rules on transparency and airline fees went into effect. Congress has now created a committee to recommend even more protections of flyers' rights, and they want to hear your voice, too. Go to regulations.gov and look for the Advisory Committee for Aviation Consumer Protection to submit your comments. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Jungle, known as the news. Jennifer has information on Howard K. Stern and Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. Michael Phelps is in the news, and Henry Winkler is as well. Plus the lady that we had on the program a week or so ago, Anna. Did we ever figure out how to pronounce her last name? Trebunskaya? Is that
very
it?
Very good, actually. I think that's about
very
right.
Close. Yeah. So that's coming up here in this half hour of the Irregular News. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, a discussion of campaigning with sort of an eye to reality. The story from Missouri about a young fellow named Shane Shaler, I believe is how you pronounce his name, S-C-H-O-E-L-L-E-R. He's a Republican, Jennifer, who's running for Secretary of State. And he has found a friend in a fellow named Rex Sinkenfeld, who is a very wealthy Missourian and has decided that he wants to help Mr. Shaler become the next Secretary of State.
Okay.
So he sent him a check for $150,000. This is a primary event, $150,000 before the Republican primary. He used that money to win. Since that time, another $250,000 has arrived for Mr. Shaler from Mr. Rex Sinkenfeld, who in recent years has emerged as the biggest political donor in Missouri. And when you look at the amount of money that's been spent just on the Secretary of State's job, you got to wonder what these people spend on governors, senators, congressmen, and the presidency. The no limits giving has let this guy control, in no small way, in Missouri, the outcome of this race or any other race that he decides to get involved in. Very wealthy man, and with the Mostly anybody who has, it doesn't make a difference which side you're on, anybody who has an objective point of view is disgusted at the Citizens United ruling that came from the Supreme Court. It's disgusting. It's worse than that, but I can't use those words on the air. So what it's done is completely corrupt the system, which already was pretty damn corrupt to begin with. And so if this kid, Mr. Shaler, is that how you pronounce his name? If he's taking this kind of dough and using it to buy advertising or to get visible, then what happens to somebody who doesn't have access to all that dough? You don't have access to the dough. You don't have access to information or to the things that are necessary to win a race. Why would somebody kick in all that money to help? I mean, the Secretary of State is... how is that an important job?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that important a job. So this guy is trying to buy whoever it is that he wants to see in public office. He wants this kid to run for governor after he's Secretary of State, but he's looked young now. So then he might want him to run for the Senate. Who knows? Might want him to run for president. Look at the money that guy, what is it, Adelson from Las Vegas, gave to Newt Gingrich?
Yep. All you need is money.
That's all it is money. When are we going to wake up to that? You know, we moan and groan before the election about the Electoral College and all these other problems. And then when the election goes away, okay, I've done my job for the next 4 years. I'm not going to pay any attention to government. And that's why we're in the situation we're in. Because nobody is paying attention. And if I can make it a more practical reality, story at DougStephan.com today about yet another food recall. Dole is recalling their bagged salads.
Ugh, those bagged products get recalled all the time.
Concerns over listeria contamination. And this just goes on and on and on. Was it last week? We've reinforced the last 3-4 weeks. Sundland and their peanuts and peanut butter and all that other stuff. And it's the same thing. These things go on and on and on and on. And I guess that we know how toothless the FDA really is. I made last night on the town meeting floor here in Framingham, we were talking about, other than the water at my farm, we were talking about the kinds of things that, and I wasn't referring to articles we were dealing with. What I'm referring to is a discussion of this compounding pharmacy in Framingham that's responsible for this meningitis outbreak, and how these phonies from the feds showed up 2 weeks after the problem presented itself and after this company closed down, in essence. They show up with fanfare 2 weeks, and the police fall right into it, and all the other local, oh, look at this, we have a raid on this. A raid for what? There's nothing left. All the damage has long since been done. All the records have been made public. The guy who ran the store said, hey, we made a big mistake. You know, come help yourself. We want to help in any way we can. No, they want to bust down the front door.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Raid.
Ugh.
To justify what they're doing.
Or not doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it on that score. China reported a slowdown in growth for the 7th consecutive quarter. The economy there in trouble. They don't have any roots like we do. They're spending money, by the way, about the same as we are, only in the private sector. A lot of private sector borrowing in China. So you got to wonder, if we're borrowing from China, who are they borrowing?
Right. Where's their secret? Where, cash.
Where is the cash? Show me the money! Okay, Chinese government on high alert for unrest, angry unemployment. A lot of migrant workers who have come in from the western part. Remember I said this is sort of a visual. Think about it this way. For each job in China, there are 40 applicants. And these people, mostly men, are like nomads. They travel around the country looking for jobs. And this is where a lot of the gay hysteria has come in China, because these men are traveling many times together, trying to find work, and they end up, you know, sort of getting together, if you know what I mean. And the state doesn't like that. The country, the people ruling don't like that at all. They don't, they're really death on homosexuality in China. But it's really interesting. There's no news coverage of this at all. Right? I mean, when's the last time you saw anything about this in the news?
Not a thing.
All you do is hear things about the Chinese and the horrible products that they make and try to sell, and with success sell us. We're foolish enough to buy them. We don't really know what's going on in the country. It's really very interesting how, if you mine for data, you can find it. Pretty generally, Jennifer, you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about Howard K. Stern, who was Anna Nicole's lawyer. Remember him?
And
Anna
boyfriend,
Nicole?
Remember?
Right, yeah, I've forgotten about that. So what's
the
latest?
Yeah, in fact, I think he fought with, what's the guy's name that's actually the father of
the other,
Anna
right.
Nicole's baby? Yeah, they got into a big legal battle over the kid.
Right.
Well, now he may actually go to jail in connection with her death. He was found guilty of conspiracy to provide her with drugs. But the judge in the case threw out the convictions, claiming there was insufficient evidence to find him guilty. Well, yesterday, an appellate court ruled the trial judge made the wrong call by throwing out the verdict and sent the case back to the judge to sentence Stern. So now he faces prison time, but he could also just get probation, or the judge could reduce the felonies to misdemeanors.
Who would have thought after all these years we'd still be talking about this?
I know. I didn't even know this was going on. I hadn't heard anything about this, but...
Right. Joaquin Phoenix, kind of an odd duck.
Totally odd duck. Uh-huh.
Right? There's Oscar buzz on him for his performance in The Master, but he's not a big fan, apparently, of the Oscars, right?
Yeah, so don't bother nominating him, I guess, because he doesn't really want to come. He told Interview Magazine, quote, "I'm just saying that I think it's a bunch of bull, I think it's total utter bull, and I don't want to be a part of it. I don't believe in it. It's a carrot, but it's the worst tasting carrot I've ever tasted in my whole life. I don't want this carrot." So you know what, Oscars? Don't nominate him then. He doesn't want to be recognized for his work.
Send it to us.
Yeah, send us his Oscar. We'll take it.
National Enquirer is claiming that O.J. Simpson is selling the murder weapon for $5 million.
Huh? Who would buy that, first of all? And second of all, is he an idiot?
Well,
how does he have the murder weapon?
Well, he doesn't. Remember, there's no double jeopardy. He's already been tried. So he can do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants.
But he still contends he didn't do it.
Of course. This guy's whacked. It's crazy. So this brings us around
head
to
head injuries. He may be your greatest person in that debate.
You might be right about that.
Football head injuries.
Yeah. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you if you read supermarket tabloids because of this business, the National Enquirer claiming that O.J. has the murder weapon and wants to sell it for $5 million. Do you read the supermarket tabloids? A, yes, I love them. B, just skim while waiting at the checkout. C, I just glance at the ridiculous headlines. D, no, I never read that junk. E, I miss the weekly world news.
Okay, I have to be honest. I read the tabloids, but only the high-class ones, like the Star and the Enquirer. I don't go near the Globe or the Examiner.
Right. But people put them in the same category. They really aren't.
I know.
The National Enquirer is much better than that.
Much higher quality.
Much better. Let's talk about your heart for a second. Are you worried about your heart because somebody in your family tree has heart disease in it, and you think, okay, when I get to my 40s or 50s, this is going to be a problem for me. So if that's the case and you're worrying about it, why don't you do something about it? The top, this program has a top cardiologist. I was going to say the radio program's top cardiologist. Well, he's one of the top cardiologists in the country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, has some simple things for you to think about if you're in your 40s and your 50s. How about getting the number? Do you have your number, your triglyceride number, your cholesterol number? If you don't, start with a test. And then start taking Cardiol. You can get a 30-day supply of Cardiol, which is recommended by Dr. Ken. You get into the mode or the mindset of checking. And this is the best way, after you have checked it and saw what the results were, probably didn't like them. You take for 30 days Cardiol. It has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol levels. It worked for me. It's worked for a number of people that I've told the story of Cardiol to. And it'll work for you. And the best way to figure it out is to find out what happens after you've taken this for 30 days. You have a free 30-day trial at the offing waiting for you so you can see for yourself. You pay $8.95 shipping and handling. That's all. Cardiol.net, CARDIOL.net /Doug, D-O-U-G. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial and follow Dr. Ken's advice. Get on the bandwagon. Get your numbers checked. Get on Cardiol. Get into the exercise pool. Watch what you eat. You have to get enough sleep and get that stress out of your life. All those things, those are his recommendations. I suggest to you, he's a pretty smart cookie and knows the way to a healthy heart. Get on that way. Cardiol and its natural ingredients, lowering triglycerides and cholesterol naturally. It's cardiol.net that you want for the free 30-day trial. CARDIOL.net /Doug and click on Dr. Ken's free trial.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
All right, so the Iranians are continuing to hack into our banks.
Mm-hmm.
Capital One Financial Corporation was hacked this week by the Iranians. If you don't think these people really want to do it, and they're pretty sophisticated about it, too. They're going into the bank's websites. This is the second or third week in a row they have cyber assaulted some of our largest banks. I don't know if you knew that or not, but these people are attacking. They told us ahead of time they did it, and they still made a mess out of these bank websites. So that's the story with Michael Phelps. Some pretty good news for him.
It is. He has been named the fittest man of all time. I don't know. Can we really pick that? Do we really know who the fittest man of all time is?
No.
But he is the greatest Olympian ever, so Men's Fitness Magazine has named him the fittest man of all times. And also on the list, Schwarzenegger, Jack LaLanne, David Beckham, Gerald Butler, and Mark Wahlberg.
And Anna from Dancing with the Stars getting divorced.
Yeah, with Jonathan Roberts also on the show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living in the Focus now with Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter, Jennifer. Here he talks about how to move contact information from your BlackBerry to your new iPhone. See, I find this kind of stuff very, very helpful. If you've got a BlackBerry and then you decided you wanted to have an iPhone and you're trying to figure out how to move all the information, because it's not easy sometimes, even if you're really good at this stuff, I think you can trip up. So some really interesting sage technical advice from Shelley Palmer in a moment here on Good Day.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, maybe you got sick and tired of your BlackBerry, or maybe you just fell for the iPhone's allure. Either way, now you've got this shiny new iToy on your desk, but all of your contacts are stuck in your old clunky BlackBerry. How do you move all those names and numbers over? All you'll need is a computer and some free software. On your PC or Mac, download the free BlackBerry desktop software. Connect your BlackBerry to your computer via USB and fire up the BlackBerry software you just downloaded. When you see your device, business, choose to sync whatever you like. Calendars, contacts, notes, tasks, and other stuff. Once that's done, unplug your BlackBerry and plug your iPhone into your computer. In iTunes, which will open automatically, you'll see your iPhone show up on the left-hand side below devices. In the right-hand pane, click Info near the top and then check whatever you want synced. It's that easy. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPO, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Earn up to $80,000 a year for these cool jobs. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Racial hatred on Twitter. Twitter users in Germany, Jennifer, no longer able to see tweets from a neo-Nazi group at the request of the government. This is the first time this site has implemented a policy of localized censorship, and it seems to be quite appropriate, frankly. Although, what does that say about free speech? You have that argument back and forth about free speech. Speaking of that, what are our listeners exercise their First Amendment right to say whatever they want to on our social media?
They sure are. Actually, our listener, Bob Matthews, sent something along for you. Said, I thought Doug would like this one. You've got to go over and check it out. It's a picture of some cows with a big face in the front, and it said, something in the way she moves attracts me like no utter lover.
There you go. Check it out at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.